This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Government forms a 15-member high-level governance reform commission under the leadership of the Prime Minister. Parliamentary committee approves preamble and title for Federal Civil Service Bill. 19th Democracy Day being observed today, organizing various programs. And India downgrades Pakistan ties after attack on Kashmir tourist. Now, the news in detail. The government has decided to provide relief assistance worth Rs. 1 million each to the families of the deceased in the incident at Tinkuni on March 28. Minister for Communications and Information Technology and Government spokesperson Prithvi Subba Gurung shared the decision of the Council of Ministers at a press conference yesterday and further shared that the government has decided to form a 15-member high-level governance reform commission under the leadership of the Prime Minister. Furthermore, Minister Gurung informed that the government decided to grant a consent to obtain a loan assistance of $100 million from the OPEC Fund for International Development, OFID, for the implementation of an electricity transmission and distribution project and to form a negotiation team under the coordination of the Joint Secretary of the Ministry of Finance to finalize the financial agreement related to the loan. Likewise, the government has decided to exempt the royalty for the mountaineering team comprising 10 mountaineers from the Indian Army and the 13 from the Nepali Army to climb Mount Kanchenjunga under the joint Indo-Nepal Summit to Mount Kanchenjunga program. Furthermore, the Cabinet has decided to approve the Memorandum of Understanding on Cultural Cooperation between the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation of Nepal and the Ministry of Culture and Tourism and Civil Aviation of the Government of the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region of the People's Republic of China. Likewise, the government has decided to amend the existing organizational structure and the post of the Supreme Court and its subordinate bodies. President Ramchandra Pautil has appointed Raghuji Panta as the Minister for Education, Science and Technology. According to a statement issued by the Office of the President, Panta was appointed as the Minister for Education, Science and Technology by the President on the recommendation of the Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli in accordance with the Constitution of Nepal. Earlier, Vidya Bhattarai had resigned from the post. Similarly, Minister of State for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Purna Bahadur Tamang has been relieved from his post. President Pautil removed him from the position on the recommendation of the Prime Minister yesterday. The Council of Ministers consists of 24 members with the latest reshuffle. The new cabinet comprises 22 ministers, including the Prime Minister and the two ministers of state. The State Affairs and Good Governance Committee under the House of Representatives has approved the preamble and the title of the Federal Civil Service Bill, which outlines provisions for the formation, operation and the service conditions of Nepal's Federal Civil Service. In a meeting held yesterday, the committee discussed the draft report and endorsed a proposal to revise key terms in the bill's preamble. The committee also approved a proposal to update the bill's name, changing the year from 2080 to 2082 in line with the Nepali calendar. The visiting Indian Minister for Power, Housing and Urban Affairs, Manohar Lal Khattar, paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. During a meeting held at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers at Singha Darbar yesterday, various aspects of friendly and cultural relations, the development of the energy sector and cooperation between the two neighboring countries were discussed. The leaders discussed the evolution of rich cooperation between the two countries in the energy sector in recent times. Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration Rajkumar Gupta has said the Constitution has guaranteed adequate rights to indigenous nationalities. According to the ministry's spokesperson Kali Prasad Parajuli, during his address to the 24th session of the United Nations Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues, UNPFII 24th session commenced in UN headquarters in New York, Minister Gupta stated that Nepal has adopted the principles of UN declarations on the rights of the indigenous nationalities and said such principles are the base for promoting justice and equality for the indigenous nationalities people. He, however, said that despite all these efforts and best practices to improve and promote the indigenous nationalities' rights, significant challenges remain in terms of ensuring comprehensive health, education, decent work opportunities, economic opportunities and other facilities for them. Visiting Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs of the United Arab Emirates, Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. During the meeting held at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singha Darbar yesterday, various aspects of mutual friendship between the two countries as well as trade and investment were discussed. Prime Minister Oli urged the Deputy Prime Minister Nahyan to invest in various sectors in Nepal, including hydropower and green energy. Deputy Prime Minister Nahyan, who arrived in Nepal on a two-day official visit, said he would encourage entrepreneurs of the UAE to expand investment in Nepal. The 19th Democracy Day, or the Loktantra Divas, is being marked across the country today by organizing several programs, including offering tributes to the martyrs who sacrificed their precious lives in the democratic struggles. Democracy Day has been observed in commemoration of the historic event when the direct rule and autocratic regime of the then king came to an end after the reinstatement of the dissolved parliament. Meanwhile, extending best wishes on the occasion of the Democracy Day, the leaders of the political parties have stressed the need for all forces to reunite for the prosperity of the country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for some international news update. India has announced a raft of measures to downgrade its ties to Pakistan a day after armed men killed 26 people in tourist town of Pahalgam in the disputed region of Kashmir. Police said the dead included 25 Indians and one Nepalese national, and at least 17 other people were wounded. Indian Foreign Secretary Bikram Misri told a media briefing on Wednesday that the cross-border linkages of the attack in Indian-administered Kashmir had been brought out at a special meeting of the Security Cabinet, after which it was decided to act against Pakistan. He said Pakistani nationals would be barred from travelling to India under the SAARC visa exemption program, and that Pakistanis using the visa have 48 hours to leave the country. A little-known group, the Resistant Front, TRF, claimed responsibility for the attack in a social media message in which it expressed discontent that more than 85,000 outsiders had been settled in the region, spurring what it called a demographic change. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of the local winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain or thunder and lightning are likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi and Gandaki provinces today. There are also chances of light rain and snowfall at one or two places in the high mountainous region of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces today. Furthermore, the division has forecast that most of the places in Tarai will experience excessive heat for the next 2 days. Making all concerned aware, the division says that most of the places in the Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Sudarpashchim and Madhes province will experience excessive heat for 2 days and has urged for preparedness with utmost alert. The maximum temperature is forecast at 40 degrees Celsius in the districts of Tarai, adding that most of the places recorded 38 degrees Celsius yesterday itself. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin for this hour. And before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Government forms a 15-member high-level governance reform commission under the leadership of the Prime Minister. Parliamentary Committee approves preamble and title of Federal Civil Service Bill. 19th Democracy Day being observed today, organizing various programs. And India downgrades Pakistan ties after attacks on Kashmir tourists. This concludes our bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.